Let's recap what happened last night. Mid Plains Community College Board of Governors meeting for the month of January, first one of 2026. Mr. Ryan Purdy, Mid Plains Community College President, on the phone with us. How you doing, Ryan?
Great, Rich. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Mr. Daniel Steinman. I do believe he's right by your side. Is that right?
I am. Good morning.
Hi, Dan. You betcha. Guys, back in the swing of things again. Christmas vacation went that fast, and the kids are back for second semester, aren't they?
They are. So, yeah, we're coming down the back stretch of week number two. So it goes fast. But, nope, things are taking off again, and the ball teams are back in action. And so that's kind of exciting to have some on-campus activity going. I know that North Platte's going to have, a play here coming up in a week or two. Mm-hmm. And so just some other student activities and, you know, get through this weather system here that's coming through. And you got that 13th-ranked MCC softball team that's going to be gearing for more. I think they're hungry for a little more this mm-hmm. year. So it's exciting to have those successes and get some preseason recognition and hit the ground running.
Exactly right. You bet. Last night, North Platte Community College hosting the first meeting for 2026, and you had your election of officers last night.
We did. And so Kent Miller, he's the seasoned board member, but he before the meeting, he went around apparently and asked them if they liked their role, and then we came right out of the chute and says, "I move that we elect the same slate of officers." So that's what they did. So Cindy Duncan will stay as the board chair, Kim Corgan is the vice chair, Kurt Crowley from Secretary Treasurer, and then Matt Bros as Assistant Secretary Treasurer. So both of our McCook members will serve on the executive team again, and then Kent Miller from North Platte and Tyler Pribino will be on the Nebraska Community College Association board reps. So appreciate the representation that they do and all the work that our executive team puts in for the board. And so, yep, good group, and this will be, I think, year three for the exec team.
Couple of things in open form last night.
Yeah, we did. So Vernon Graham, he's the student rep for North Platte. And so, again, he just reported on the ball teams kind of hit the ground running, especially the North Platte side is what he represents. And then, again, we have the play coming up. And then, again, second semester and underway, and we'll have a legislative day at the state capitol, and so I think Vernon and Jackson are both planning to go and represent the student body in front of the senators, so that's kind of exciting. We've not had that happen before. We've had the legislative day for a half a dozen years or so, but we've not had students from Mid Plains attend, so we're excited about the opportunity to take some with us to Lincoln for a day here at the end of February. Dr. Potter, our faculty senate representative, he teaches speech in North Platte, was there, and just want to congratulate several individuals and express some gratitude towards them. So he mentioned that Dr. Courtney Johnson recently received her PhD. She teaches psychology for us. And then also Kayla Thurman, our director of early entry, her team, and then Susan Horn, the advising team, again, just working hard. I mean, dual credit has just exploded, as we knew it would when we moved to free tuition last fall. And so, again, just excited that they've been able to do what they've done to make sure that our students are well taken care of, they're in the courses, and we have the opportunities available to them. So I thank Dr. Potter for expressing gratitude, and congratulations to those individuals in the open forum.
You had a couple of action items last night as well.
Yep. So kind of a light agenda. We had the minutes in the financial report, minutes from the last meeting and financial report for December. Things are tracking pretty well compared to where we expected them to. So that's good. The bills in December, a little bit higher than normal, but part of that was one of the bigger pay applications for the electrical technology building here in North Platte. That's about 95% done. We'll cut the ribbon on that at 4 o'clock next board meeting day, February 18th. And so we'll get some stuff out about that as well. But excited about the expansion of the electrical technology project. And then, yeah, the two items that you mentioned, approved a bid from Weathercraft for the replacement of the Walsh Brady Building barrel vault roof. That was a problem with the big rain and hailstorm event we had late summer, early fall last year. And so I know faculty were having to pull tennis ball size hail out of the stairwell of Walsh Brady, because that's that translucent arching panel that goes over the entrance of Walsh Brady. So Weathercraft will fix that for just under $120,000. And then the final action item was a bid from electrical contracting company out of Omaha for all of the recording services and kind of the guts to the security camera system. So mm-hmm. This is what runs all 400 of our cameras at all 8 campuses, exterior mainly, entrances, and then hallways. Again, just kind of part of doing business from a higher education institution, trying to keep our students safe, and credit also did create a deterrent if someone was thinking of doing something they shouldn't be doing. So it's fantastic that we can record and keep for 30 days. And so if there is a problem, that we can address it as best we can. So I appreciate ECC being able to work with us and our existing hardware to make the improvement less costly than it could have been.
A couple of cabinet reports too.
Yeah. So just again, that mainly was talking about legislature. Obviously, the 10-day bill introduction window has passed. 537-ish, I think, is what I counted, bills that were introduced over the last 10 days, and nothing major as far as things that we're really concerned about. There's obviously some cleanup bills, and there'll be some things that we'll work with senators if there is some adjustments that need to be made. Budget, the governor did propose, obviously, to continue to cover the future fund, which is what they put in 2023, to replace the property tax side for the general operating for community colleges. And so our levy went from about 8.5 cents down to 2 cents. And so that will continue to stay at the 2 cent levy for capital, but the other will go to the state for income tax and sales tax funded. The state aid side, which is another formula, but it's again paid for from the state, they did elect to leave that one flat, and they also elected to leave the dual credit appropriation flat as well. So those are two of the areas that we were going to go after, but with the $450 million deficit, we thought we would just kind of have to hold the line for this year. For 26-27, and hopefully we can go back in 27 or 28 and get a little bit more funding so we can continue to do the free dual credit and provide opportunities for our students locally.
And that pretty much was it for the agenda, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a pretty light agenda, and so that was okay. But next month, we'll have kind of a marathon because we'll start at 4 o'clock with that ribbon cutting, and then we'll really start to probably get into to budget tuition fees. Room and board will both be on the agenda next month, and so there'll be some good debate. Auditor selection, I think, is scheduled for next month, and then doing some work with the Valentine campus, and we'll have some of that in March. So it's going to heat up, but before we know it, get heat up, maybe literally, right? Mm-hmm. Hopefully the weather will turn for us here soon, and spring will be here.
Yep, you betcha. Daniel, you got some things to talk about?
Yes, I mean, Ryan mentioned it at the top of this cast that our MCC softball team, the preseason polls came out for the latest NJCAA Division I rankings. Obviously, they're preseason polls, but our softball team was ranked 13th in that preseason poll. So that just goes to the hard work and effort that Mike Mendenhall and the players put in last year, and then obviously the recognition of how far they went in the national tournament. So 13th ranked in the preseason poll. Congratulations to Mike. And they're excited for the new year. Set a lot of records last year. They're looking to set even better records this year. So congratulations to Mike and the MCC softball team. And they'll get underway here soon. And I think they're headed down south to start the season here in early February. So congratulations to Mike and earning that preseason ranking. Mid Plains Community College will cut the ribbon on our new electrical technology building on Wednesday, February 18th at 4 p.m. at 1101 Halligan Drive on the North Platte Community College North Campus. Students who are planning to attend Mid Plains Community College beginning in the fall of 2026 have until March 1st to submit their application for institutional scholarships. Visit mpcc.edu to enroll and save while you transform your future.
Next meeting will be coming up February the 18th in North Platte.
You will, yep, 4 weeks. So it'll be a short one, and then, yeah, we'll have a turnaround. We'll be back in North Platte in March, and then we'll be in McCook in April.
Very good. Guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the week. Bundle up this weekend, okay?
Will do. You the same.